I'm Scott Clapson, and welcome to KCIW. This show is called Community Organizer, and we are here today talking about the Chetco Grange. We're here today with Eleanor Cook, Sandy Griffith, and Keith Jones. How are you folks?
Fine.
Fine.
Wonderful.
It's awesome to have you. Would you maybe introduce yourself for our listeners and tell them what you do with the Grange?
Age before beauty.
Keith? Eleanor?
I'm Eleanor Cook, and I'm treasurer of the Grange, and I've been with the Grange since they reorganized in 2007.
And what do you do there now? You're the treasurer?
I'm treasurer.
But you also do the building and the grounds, right?
I do building and grounds also.
And cook.
And cook.
And a lot. Keith?
My name is Keith Jones, and I have a band, a Dixieland band, a kind of big band, a dance band, and we rehearse and play at the Grange whenever they'll let us. It's dance music, the bunny hop and that sort, and we play Dixieland because it's that kind of upbeat music from the 30s and 40s.
And it's really a lot of fun, and it's pretty amazing. You guys do a great job.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, it's great to have that kind of music in this area live, right? We're very fortunate.
Live music, nothing yes. like it.
There's nothing like it. And Sandy?
I'm Sandy Griffith, and I am currently the president of the Chetco Grange, and I joined about 5 years ago and never, ever imagined me doing this.
Well, did you ever imagine that we would be a distinguished Grange?
I try not to imagine much of anything.
So we came together today to talk about the Valentine's Craft Fair in particular, but we recently got recognized as a distinguished Grange by the National Grange. Sandy, you want to tell them a little bit about that?
Yeah, it was quite an honor to receive that. I really didn't know that we would qualify, but we did. And this is the first time in the history of the Chetco Grange that we have accomplished that. And again, it was quite an honor to do so.
That is really cool. And this has never happened, right?
Not to my knowledge, Eleanor. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Not that we know of.
Yeah, this is a really big deal. We're really yes. honored. It's very cool. We've been doing a yeah. lot.
Yes, thanks to the membership,
yeah.
we accomplished that.
Yeah, we're a membership organization, and membership for maybe a question for our treasurer. How much is the membership per year?
$45 per year, and this Grange doesn't keep any of that money. It all goes to national and state.
Okay. That's why we're doing fundraisers, right?
That's right,
yeah.
yes.
And we also rent the hall.
Yes, we rent the hall, and we also are working towards trying to gain enough membership. We're hoping to raise enough money to start handing out scholarships. That's one of the goals of the Grange in the future.
Oh, cool. So if people are wondering where some of this money for the Valentine's Craft Fair and some of these other events we've been doing, where that's going and why we're raising so much money, this is part of what we're doing is we're trying to get people into the hall because we have more concerts and dances and things happening there because we've recently also redone the interior, right? And so it's beautiful. If you haven't been there recently, we have new curtains, thanks to Eleanor and friends, and new flooring and new paint and
acoustics
and sound equipment. And yeah,
we've redone the roof and we've put a new heat pump in. So all these are expenses that we have
yeah.
earned money for. So
that's really awesome. Yeah, no, it's a lot to keep the place going. And some people don't realize that they think that we're maybe run by a board, but we have membership meetings once a month and everybody gets a voice. We just had one
two nights ago.
We just had one 2 nights ago.
Yeah.
We don't remember. But we have a lot of fun, obviously, and it's really great. But it's really about us all coming together. We talk about that when new members join and finding their gifts and finding where people can plug in and what they can give. And it's fun to watch how we all, you know, whether it be music or whether it be, you know, Sandy, you teach dance classes there. And don't we have aren't there other classes that happen there too?
Sometimes there's Tai Chi that goes yeah. on.
And we have a ballroom class every fourth Sunday of each month. And we do have, semi-professionals that come in and they teach you a basic step. And then there's open dancing afterwards for 2 hours. It's an open floor, which means you can dance any style you want to, anything you want to the music that is provided.
Yeah, that's something we've worked on for a little bit with Sandy and I and some other people getting those going. We've been wanting to do senior ballroom classes here at the Activity Center here in Brookings, but we haven't had a chance to actually get them. We don't have a big enough dance floor, but the Grange has a beautiful dance space. So we thought, ooh, let's build a relationship since Eleanor and I both work for the Chetco Activity Center. And we thought this would be a great opportunity to help promote these classes. And I know a lot of our members have been showing up to them and they love it. So, yeah. So the Valentine's Craft Fair is Saturday, February 4th. Keith, you've been playing live music. You played live music for us at the one at Christmas that was very successful, and you're coming back on February 4th. Why do you love the spot? I mean, you keep bringing the Dixieland Rangers back. What is it about that spot that you want to perform in that venue?
The dance floor is the first thing. It's a great dance floor.
Yeah.
And the acoustics, what we've done to the ceiling, what's been done to the ceiling, is great. The band sounds great in that room. And so we get up on, there's enough room on the stage. And I like bringing the band into play and working on developing a repertoire that once you get out there on the dance floor, you stay out there on the dance floor, polkas and waltzes and the twist and anything that'll keep y'all moving. We play there, and it's just a wonderful place to play. The band can play out, play louder in that room, and it's not overwhelming. Sometimes the band will play, big bands especially, will play in places, and it's just too loud. This room is good for playing this kind of music and dancing without becoming too loud. It's a nice place to play.
That's really awesome. And you have a lot of history of playing. Like, you have a pretty... I've listened to you talk a little bit about people that you've played with. You want to talk about that for a little bit for our listeners and tell them all the interesting people that you've met?
Well, sure. I was with the Clyde Beatty Circus for a while, and that was exciting. Jimmy James, the clown... he had some kind of, I think it was a Rice Krispies commercial, something with a giant toothbrush. Anyway, Jimmy James, great. He was the producing clown, and you know, too many names, but there are known circus performers. The Clyde Beatty Circus was on trucks, so we went to Newtown every day for 9 months. It's in the news these days. The Ringling Brothers is closing down. They were on 20 railroad cars. Our circus was on 67 trucks. So there's a big difference in size between. And the Beatty Show was one of the big shows back then. I played Vegas. Played with James Brown for a couple of times. Played with Chuck Berry and the Coasters and the Drifters and a lot of those 50s acts in a backup sideman. I was not the star that I am now.
I know, right?
Here in, I made it to the big time here in Brookings, and so I'll play the farmers market on Wednesdays when they have it in Crescent City, and I played the farmer's market here. Nothing but the big time.
Right.
Nothing but the big time for me. And I enjoy playing out and playing for the folks. I played.
Yes. And that's what I love about your story and so many of the people that come to this area from other places. They come here and they have such amazing things that they've experienced. You just listening to you talk when you've come, because you also came to the Habitat for Humanity swap meet and played for us as well. And just the people that walked through that Saturday through the parking lot at Habitat for Humanity, and just the way they responded to there's live music here? Like, they thought we were playing a CD at first, and they looked over and they saw you playing, and they were just so excited. And the same thing with the Christmas fair. It creates a different energy. I mean, I love CDs, I love music, but when you have live music in the room, it changes the whole atmosphere.
There is nothing like live music. Give me a call. Call me anytime. Happy to play.
And the Dixieland Rangers concerts, like I said, they're a lot of fun. And we haven't been charging a cover for them. We have had food, right, available. But
yes, we sell the food as a fundraiser. The money goes towards the Grange. And the band has been so generous and kind enough to play for tips. And Keith is our most current new member of the Grange, and we are just pleased as punch to have him.
We are very pleased. Welcome to the Grange, Keith.
It's good to be a Granger.
It's good to be a Granger.
I'm a Granger.
That's one of our songs that sometimes one of our Grange members has us sing. It's called It's Good to Be a Granger, so we like to laugh about that, as you can tell. But we all love to volunteer our time, and I think that... that's what's so important about this. So, Eleanor, you give an awful lot of time to the Grange. We have a joke about between Eleanor and I about helium hand, and how if be careful when someone starts to ask you a question that your hand just doesn't start to go up before they finish. So, Eleanor, do you want to tell us about some of the things you do besides just count the money for us?
I cook. I do a lot of the food for the Grange. We do the upkeep on the building.
Helped replace that floor and get people in there for that.
Replace the floor. Pretty much anything they need to do, we're usually there to help. We're going to install a new sign in the front.
I know. Isn't that exciting?
It's going to be very nice. It's going to have lights in it so people can see what we're doing.
Yeah.
And just whatever needs to be done, we do it.
Yeah. Eleanor and I are going to be... well, she's going to be making the sugar cookies, and I might be frosting them.
You will be frosting them.
I will be frosting them to sell for the Chetco Activity Center, actually, at the Grange on Saturday, February 4th from 10 to 3. We're going to be selling them for $5 a dozen, and they're very cute cookies, very awesome, and we'll be selling them to raise money for the Chetco Activity Center.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we're always looking for new ways to use what we have to raise money for the nonprofit that we both work for. And also, just again, we both have the name Chetco in the title, Chetco Activity Center and Chetco Grange. And sometimes people get confused as to which one is which, right?
That's because we're everywhere.
We're everywhere. Eleanor and I are everywhere. People have started wondering about that. We both love to volunteer, don't we?
Yes, we do.
And we made it, I made a reference earlier today as we were here at work, just talking about how great of a team that we make and how, again, it's fun, right? We like to have a good time and laugh and joke around. And yeah, we have a good time, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Well, we try anyway.
We try.
I am Scott Clapson. This is KCIW LP 100.7 FM in Brookings, Oregon. We are here today with members of the Chetco Grange here in Harbor. We are now a distinguished Grange with the National Grange. It's a huge honor. It's the first time it's ever happened. And the Oregon Grange was also recognized, as well as three other Granges in the state. We have till May to make an impression on the National Grange again as well. And we are working on that. One of the ways we're working on that is through a Christmas fair that we had in December. And now we're having a Valentine's craft fair. The Christmas fair was so successful, we're trying this again. So Saturday, February 4th at the Grange from 10 to 3 o'clock. We're really excited. We have about 15 vendors signed up. So I'm really thrilled about it. And there'll be live music provided by Keith.
There's nothing like live music.
There's nothing like live music.
Nothing like live music. You got to have it. It does add, people have told me, it adds a whole different feeling to an event. It's live music. It's mm-hmm. It's not just somebody playing a tape or a CD or a whatever they MP3 or whatever,
right.
A canned, as they say, canned music. Live music just is a sparkle.
Yeah. Well, and they could also, if you have a tip jar out at these craft events, so you're welcome to tip.
Then, yeah, I got to cover my gas.
Yes. Well, yeah, because you live over in Del Norte County, don't you?
I live in downtown Crescent City.
Downtown
Crescent City, yes.
Right outside of the tsunami zone?
As a matter of fact, I am a half a block out of the tsunami zone, so I'm safe.
That's good.
I'm safe. Y'all come over and visit me anytime.
We will.
We're safe here in my house.
We'll be sure to get off these 150-foot cliffs we're on and come down there to the lowlands to visit you. Yeah, no, we really appreciate that. And I think it also says something to the cross-border collaboration, right, that people in this area, unless they're from here, they don't realize how many of us from Brookings and Crescent City, we collaborate a lot across the border. And there's a lot of people, I mean, even with Habitat, right, that we mentioned earlier, we're noticing that with there's a Habitat down in Crescent City and there's a Habitat up here and there's a lot of overlap. And so how we can, you know, reach out and stuff like that. Sandy, do you know, is there a Grange down in Crescent City?
My understanding is there is one in Fort Dick.
Oh, really?
Not necessarily Crescent City, but
okay. It's
close.
Okay, so kind of like ours. Ours is a little bit outside of the city limits and harbor, so.
Yeah, we're in the county.
Yeah. Do you want to tell people, Sandy, where the Grange is at for those people that might, because I get that asked that a lot. Where's the Grange?
We are located on the corner of Zimmerman Lane and Shopping Center Avenue. Highway 101 and Zimmerman.
Okay.
Right across from, not to advertise for anybody, but Blue Pacific Realty and Wild River Pizza. That's a real good way to identify. We're right there at the stoplight.
Cool.
And one of the things that I would like to offer and add is that with the line dance classes we have there, we have a number of people that come up from Crescent City to participate in those line dance classes as well, and from Gold Beach. So actually the Checo Grange is kind of a meeting point. Mm-hmm. It's located conveniently and the parking is comfortable, easy to access, and you don't feel intimidated in trying to get in and out of the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we just did new stripes for the parking lot. So designated parking, it's easy to find the parking. We had it repaved, and we were talking about expenses earlier. That's some of the expenses mm-hmm. that we do cover with our fundraisers. We want to get past that, but get to a point where we can start donating more mm-hmm. money to other organizations. We gave money to the food bank in mm-hmm. their emergency this last December. The Sharks had a dance at the Grange that was a fundraiser for the food bank, and we sponsored that. So we are more than just a hall where you just come and hang out.
Yeah,
there
absolutely.
Is a purpose.
There is a huge purpose, and it's a great purpose. It's a great, like you said, it's a great meeting space, not only for rentals, but like you said, I mean, a lot of these things, we have a Facebook page now that's pretty active. And we're trying to get a lot of these flyers and stuff up on Facebook and a website, checogrange.org, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you're interested in renting out the hall, you can check the schedule for rentals and checogrange.org. So, Sandy, do you want to tell our listeners when you teach those line dance classes? Because you do that weekly, right?
Yes,
yeah?
I do. Tuesday mornings from 9 to 10:15 is the class for the ultra beginner. Somebody that's never line danced before, they aren't really all that familiar with it, but it's a good introduction class, and they don't have to have a partner. The second class that I conduct is from 10:30 to 11:45, and that is for the students that's slightly higher than an ultra beginner. And again, you don't have to have a partner. My third class is from 4 to 5:30, and that's for the high beginner, low intermediate. And then we have one from 6 to 7:30, which is just a real mix of levels. And the cost is $5 per person each class. And you don't have to pre-register or pay ahead. Everybody's invited.
That's really cool. So if you've never line danced before, you don't have to have any line dance experience to come.
No, none at all.
Good. That's really awesome.
I'll make sure you get some.
You'll make sure we get some. That's awesome. Well, you also, some of the line dancers come to the Dixieland Rangers concerts.
And we love it.
Yeah, and line dance I've actually tried, but I get lost in that when you turn a certain way, I always turn the other direction and start, oh, that's not the right way to head down the dance floor.
Well, you just smile and say hello and keep going. We're working on getting Keith in there to take lessons so that he can line dance with us.
That'll be great. I'll look forward to that.
So will we.
But it's good when the Rangers play there, it's good to have dancers out there. It adds to the, since it's dance music, we play dance music, and then we see dancers out there. That it's great. And they line dance to, I forget the song, we do the chicken dance, but was that the one y'all learned? Yeah, they learned a line dance to the chicken dance. That was wonderful. And so we play songs like that, and it was fun to watch them line dance while we play. It motivates us. It energizes us to play.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We, as line dancers, we tend to surprise people with our abilities. They're quite surprised when we get out there and dance to just about any type of music. They have. People have the concept or a frame of mind that line dancing is strictly country western, but we have proven them wrong. And I've actually competed against a band. They said, we challenge you to dance to this next song. Well, they won't be challenging anybody again. Eleanor line dances. She was one of my first students way back. Way back when.
Way back when.
I think it was 93 or 94. I started line dancing with Sandy.
So. Three generations.
Yes.
Wow. That's three really awesome. I didn't know. Oh, that's right. I didn't know you line dance. I've just never been to the class. So I guess this is a good time for me to say I should really make it to one of those classes, huh?
Yes, you should.
Sandy's been working on me for a while to get to the class.
How's the arm twisting going?
The arm twisting is going great. It's almost broken.
Good.
I volunteer for so much. Sometimes it's hard to find time to make it to have just fun, right? But I love the Dixieland Rangers concerts and all the wonderful stuff that we do. So we have a few minutes left. I'd like to find out, because I know why I donate all my time and, you know, get these events together and the different things and why I spend my time with the Grange and volunteering. But I'd maybe like to hear from each of you a little bit about why you give. I mean, obviously, we've given a lot of time over the last year to make this a distinguished Grange and get that recognition. Why do each of you give so much of your time? What do you get out of it? What's your reason for doing it?
Just to help the community, just different activities all the way through the community. And I think that's why. I just like to give back.
Mm-hmm. And you like to cook?
I do like to cook.
I mean, it's your last name and everything, but yeah, you love to cook.
And I've taught my grandkids to give back too. Yes. They love to donate and volunteer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Brandy, she's one of our
newest
volunteers.
Members.
Well, yeah
she's
newest member at the Grange. Brandy's, Eleanor's granddaughter, is a new member at the Grange. But she also volunteers here a lot at the Chetco Activity Center.
Yeah, she works in the dining room. So
when she's not in school, she's 14, she comes and she volunteers with us, and she's actually going to have a table at the Valentine Craft Fair, right?
She's selling towels for a trip to D.C.
Yeah.
She's been sewing some towels. And
so awesome. Yeah, she made quite a bit for her trip at the Christmas Fair. So
yes, she did.
Yeah, we decided to give her another opportunity, and I got asked when we were going to do it again from some of the other vendors. So yeah, we're really excited. So thank you, Eleanor, for all the time you give. I know people really appreciate it.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you. Sandy, what about you?
Well, as for me, my arm was twisted by Eleanor to have my line dance classes at the Grange. And then somehow it developed into a membership and taking on the president position. So I love to volunteer. I love to help. Line dancing is really what got me into this. As far as Alzheimer's, it's been proven that you carry the potential of Alzheimer's for 20 years before you actually see physical evidence. And it's also been proven that staying physically active and working your brain will help with this in the future. So the sooner we get people out there moving around, the better off they're going to be in later years. And a lot of people love to dance. They don't have partners anymore, or maybe they never had a partner, but they never felt they could line dance or dance of any kind. So this has all just kind of fallen in place for me.
And you're always looking for people that maybe want to join us, right?
Everybody's welcome.
Yeah, Sandy's really good at getting people to volunteer. She's really great at like buttering you up and making you feel great about what you do. She got Keith to join us. So Keith, what about you?
Well, the band is volunteers, trumpets, trombones, saxophones, clarinets, flutes. We played the Brookings Oktoberfest and added players, and I am the leader. I always am looking for new players. Anybody who wants to play horn with the band, just come by the Grange just contact us, and we'll put you in touch with the band, and we'll make you a member of the Dixieland Rangers, and you can join the Grange and be a ranger and everything.
And everything, a granger and a ranger and be distinguished at the whole thing,
yeah.
Right?
We're a whole collective idea here. Everybody's welcome.
Well, that's the whole point of, right, why I wanted to bring us all together today to talk about the idea that we all have a gift to give, right? We all have something to bring. And sometimes it's really easy when we're talking about volunteering or things to try and push ourselves, or someone else tries to push us into something that maybe we don't really like to do. And if volunteering is not fun, people aren't going to come back. And that's a really great way to retain people, is by, you know, finding we're each giving something. Like, I love to connect with people and talk with them and invite them to parties and plan parties. And so we all bring our gift, right? And while I love to sweep the floor, is one of the good things that I'm good for at the Grange events, is sweeping up afterwards, right? I love to do that for some reason.
We appreciate you.
Well, it's just fun. It's like everybody's going home and I'm like, I'm bored. Let me pick up the broom and sweep it up. So I'm really grateful for all three of you and all of the rest of our Grange membership. We've done some amazing things. When I saw that Distinguished Grange recognition, I almost started to cry, because that's a big deal, right? We're such a small community, and to be recognized nationally like that, it's a huge deal, because we've all put in so much time, from concerts and dances to classes to cooking food to, you know, putting in floors and so many different things. Rentals is a big, big part of it too.
May I ask if there's anyone that has a talent that they would like to display? We're going to be celebrating National Grange Month again this April. And also, it is the National Grange 150th anniversary of the organization National Grange. So in April, we're looking for more talent, different talent, new talent. Want the old talent to come back. So if anybody has anything to offer, we are open to ideas and suggestions. Just contact Scott. He'll put you in touch with who you need to talk to.
Absolutely. You can find me on Facebook, or you can check us out on our Facebook page at Chetco Grange, or check out our website at chetcogrange.org. Thank you all for joining us. We've been here today with Keith Jones, Sandy Griffith, and Eleanor Cook from the Chetco Grange. We're a distinguished grange with the National Grange. I'm Scott Clapson here on KCIW. This has been Community Organizer, and we have been talking about the Valentine's Craft Fair happening Saturday, February 4th from 10 to 3 at the Chetco Grange in Harbor at the corner of Zimmerman and Highway 101, right across from Wild River Pizza and Blue Pacific Realty. Thank you so much for listening to KCIW LP 100.7 FM in Brookings, Oregon. Have a great day.